Michigan Sports Station.
Your WSJM Sports Scoreboard. More times than not, the weather has hurt the Detroit Tigers this season. But weather actually helped Detroit yesterday. After two long rain delays, the Angels had to take out two-way pitcher Shohei Ohtani. And as soon as the Phenom left the game, the Tigers' offense had a 5-run sixth inning and went on to beat the Angels 6-1. The game was tied at 1 with Ohtani still in the game, but a second long rain delay took him out of the game. Jose Iglesias started the big inning with a bases-loaded 2-run single. The Tigers and the Angels meet again at 1:10, a 12:45 pregame show on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Cleveland's Corey Kluber became the American League's first 8-game winner this season as the Indians beat the White Sox 9-1 to complete the 3-game sweep. The Indians grabbed a 9-0 lead in the fourth inning, allowing Kluber to cruise. Kluber held the Sox to just 3 hits and struck out 10. The Sox have today off. Things once again got heated between the Cubs and the Pirates. With Anthony Rizzo's controversial slide still fresh in everybody's memory, Pittsburgh pitcher Joe Musgrove slid into Cubs second baseman Javier Baez to try to break up a double play. And that's when the benches cleared, no punches were thrown, and baseball had to review the play. But Musgrove frustrated the Cubs even more on the mound, holding Chicago to a single run in his 7 innings of work in the Pirates' 2-1 win. The Cubs are at the Mets tonight at 7:10. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Capitals' Brooks Orpik broke a 220-game scoreless drought with a deflection goal in the second period that gave Washington a 3-1 lead, and they went on for a 3-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights to tie that series at 1-1. Braden Holtby stopped 29 shots, 15 in the third period, including what many are calling one of the greatest saves in NHL history to preserve the win. Game 3 is Saturday in D.C. The NBA Finals start tonight, and for the fourth straight year, it's Cleveland at Golden State for game number 1. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Midwest League Baseball last night, it was Lansing over Lake County 3-2. South Bend beat Great Lakes 5-3. Dayton at West Michigan was postponed. A light night in high school district soccer yesterday. Division...
And good morning, just after 7 o'clock. It's a Thursday morning, which means it's time for the WSJM Sports Road Trip. And our road trip this morning has us stopping at River Valley High School this morning to talk Mustang athletics. We'll talk some Mustang football, some track, some volleyball, and softball all between now and 8 o'clock here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The road trip is brought to you by United Way of Southwest Michigan, inviting you to get in on the game. Team up with United Way to strengthen our community. Learn more at UWSM.org. By Realtor Ryan Arndt, superior service and expert results. Call the best when you're looking to buy or sell your home. Call Ryan Arndt, Southwest Michigan's 2016 Realtor of the Year. He's at 470-6666 or visit RyanArndt.com. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together, and Zix Specialty Meats. You can visit their shop in Berrien Springs or order online at ZixMeats.com. We're going to start things off talking River Valley Mustang football, and Jason McDonough is the now second year coach here at River Valley. Good to see you.
Thanks. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks so much. You told me your initial reaction when Jim contacted you and wanted you to come out and talk football, and you said, well, now it's the spring.
It's always a good time to talk
football. It's always a good time to talk football. There's never really an off season for football,
is
there?
That is very true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
Your first year, we had a chance to talk to you when you first took the job, and last year as the season was getting underway. And what did you see from your team the first year? There's always that adjustment period, the coach
sure.
getting to know the players getting to know the coach. How'd that whole thing go for you?
I think it went pretty well. Obviously, we didn't get the results during the season that we wanted, but I think we're starting to turn the corner with the culture. The kids are really working hard. I've got some with me today that they've bought in, and it's important that we, as a school, I believe football drives your athletic program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the biggest one. Everyone sees it on Friday nights. It's in the newspaper. It's on the radio. It's on the TV. That's the way you build your sports program. So I think if we can turn the football program around, we can catch up with maybe softball and those guys and track, then we can start to – we'll win at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal. And it's going to take some time, but I think the kids really, really bought in last year. And we're really excited about the upcoming season. The kids have been asking when football starts for a while now. and and that's different than it was a year ago when I was sitting in this chair.
Yeah, it's nice to have that question being asked.
Exactly.
And you guys were competitive last year, and I know that, you know, obviously you wanted more wins, but to be on the competitive side has just got the excitement starting to roll now.
Sure. There was probably three or four games that I thought we could have won, and we were competitive in a few. A couple of them were not pretty, but that comes over with some improvement. The kids were trying to learn a new system. I think this year they know what to expect now, and we're going to be just that much better.
So you mentioned you brought four of the guys with you. I'm going to go out on a limb and say these are not graduating seniors, but underclassmen that are going to be with you again next year.
They will all be seniors next year.
Next year. Yep. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
I've got Josh Clark. He was our quarterback last year. Justin Jertle. He was our guard and linebacker. Sid played backup quarterback and defensive back. And Joey Schmidt was running back and linebacker.
Okay. And you found the secret to get guys up early and into school, and
that's
that
right.
Secret being donuts, right?
Donuts. You can learn that not only in sports and athletics, but in a work environment. Anybody comes in for donuts.
That's right.
And they're not that expensive. So
no,
they're really
not.
It really goes, donuts go a long way.
They go an awful long way. You guys, thanks a lot for getting up early. We'll start with Josh and just work around the table. What were some of the adjustments you went through last year? You know, new coaching staff and that. What were some of the things that you were getting yourself adjusted to as the season went on?
Well, the hardest thing to get adjusted to was the new style of offense that we had. We had gone from a kind of passing, finesse offense to a jam it down the throat, run everything kind of offense, and that was it was just hard to adjust to mentally.
As the quarterback, are you going to coach, but I really want to throw the ball more.
All the time.
All the time?
All the time.
But he had you convinced otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the system works. So that's the best thing. I mean, you can see what happens when we do it right. Mm-hmm. We score lots of points and win games. But
Justin, for you, what were some of the adjustments that you found yourself having to kind of get used to as the season went on, or maybe at the very beginning of the season?
We've been through a lot of adjustment throughout the past our high school career, but this year was different. I saw a different coach. You know, this offense looked a lot better, and adjustment-wise, the guard spot, I mean, like, differently. Like, I mean, we didn't pull or do as much when I was a lineman before that, but that was a big adjustment. But it was a good adjustment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sid, for you, anything that kind of sticks out as far as any of those? You can go ahead and pull that. Yeah.
Being thrown in at quarterback this year.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't expect that?
No. Came up to me during our Gobos camp, and he picked three people out, and it was Josh, one of the graduate seniors, Zach, and I was not expecting it.
What was your reaction when he...
Jaw dropped.
Do you remember the expression on his face?
Oh, yeah. They looked very surprised when I said, hey, you guys go work with the quarterbacks.
Are you glad you made the adjustment?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And then, Joey, for you, what were some of the adjustments that you had to make?
I love the power eye, and we ended up in the whatever like we have now. And that was a lot different than having someone in front of me the whole time to lead block. I had to start to like run and do fakes and all that stuff, and that's not really something I've been used to, but it works a lot better because then it helps everyone else when they run too.
So now you've got the season, the summer ahead of you. As you have the summer and you start planning for the beginning of football season, I mean, heck, school year's not even done yet. But when you start looking ahead to the beginning of football season, we'll start with Joey and then work around. What are some of the things during the summer you want to work on as you get ready for the next football season? Have you given that any thought yet?
Yeah, I want to hit someone harder.
As long as it's not one of these guys, right?
Maybe.
Well, that's a good answer.
Maybe.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great answer. Great answer.
Sid, for you, anything that you really want to focus on this upcoming summer?
I would like to work on my quarterback skills.
Okay.
Footwork and handoffs and stuff.
Justin?
Well, all around, I guess there's room for improvement everywhere, but I'd probably mainly say my guard position. So, my footwork in it. Footwork's important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Josh, for you?
I want to get a lot physically stronger, but I also want to get much quicker in the backfield because when I get quicker in the backfield, then our fakes work better, everything flows better.
You mentioned to me, Coach, the amount of guys that compare to the beginning of last year to now, the amount of guys that are actually showing interest and wanting to come out for football. And that's growing.
Yes. I mean, our first ever football meet at River Valley, we had like 40-some kids show up, but I'm pretty sure they were just trying to get out of something. So it was about 22 showed up for football practice. And then, you know, we had a meeting last week, and we had 32 people show up. And I think these kids now they're serious about being there. There might be a couple. I'll probably lose a few. But for the most part, I think we are starting to get some buy-in that football could be a fun game to play. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do some things. I think we're going to be better this year.
You mentioned to me before we got going here, too, some of the improvements happening here at River Valley as far as just the infrastructure, locker rooms, weight room and that.
Sure. The school has given us great support. I've had wonderful support, not only from the school, but the community as well. And the school is investing in the sports program here. It's not just football. Weightlifting and that kind of thing is important to all sports, and they're putting in some pretty good improvements to our facilities here.
For you guys, anything outside of football that you're planning on being involved with next year? Maybe you've done already, and you continue continue it sports-wise, club-wise here at River Valley. Josh, for you, anything else other than football you're looking to do?
I mean, yeah, I play basketball in the winter and baseball in the spring, but this summer we're trying to get like a bass fishing club going with some of the students here, so that'll be pretty fun.
You know what? It was a little over a year ago we learned there was actually bass fishing is a varsity collegiate sport, and we talked to the bass fishing coach at Adrian College. And he was talking about it. Until then, I didn't know that it was actually a sport, but it is a sport.
Yeah, it's one of the more fun sports for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Justin, for you, anything else?
To be honest, no, not really. Football is kind of all life right now, so.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah.
Sid, for you, anything other than football?
Next year's track season.
Okay. All right.
Can't wait.
And Joseph, for you, what do you... looking to do other than football, anything?
The track. We're gonna win our fourth conference title. So.
Oh, all right. I like the way you guys think. Do you guys watch much football on TV?
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. So who are some of the guys? Do you follow teams more or individuals more?
Yeah, it depends.
I follow both.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what team do you follow?
I follow the Titans mostly just because I really, really love Marcus Mariota. I don't know what it is about him, but I just love him.
I got to be a fan of him when he was still out in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I have, like you, I've just followed him.
Yeah, he's just an awesome dude and a great player.
Yeah. All right, Justin, for you?
I've been a Minnesota Vikings fan since day one.
Oh.
I'm a huge Minnesota Vikings fan, so, yeah. Can't get
enough of them. Our program director would love to hear that because he came from Minnesota, and so he talks about the Vikings all the time. Yeah. And you know, it's like, all right, you're kind of in Lions, Bears, and Packer territory, and you're talking about the Vikings. But he could probably carry out a pretty good conversation with you. Sid, for you?
I watch any team really. It doesn't matter.
All right, Joe.
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Le'Veon Bell.
All right.
Like a man.
We talked about Coach bringing the donuts in to get you guys coming in. Off the subject of sports, your one go-to donut. What's the one go-to donut where, you know, if you have your choice, it's like, that's mine. Joseph, you?
The chocolate donut with chocolate frosting and sprinkles on it.
All right. Sid?
An all clear.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Justin? Custard filled Long John. That's definitely my favorite donut.
All right.
Yeah.
My favorite is probably the twisty one that has cinnamon all over it.
Oh, it's cinnamon sugar?
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's good stuff, too. You taking notes to...
It's unfortunate because I'm a Western grad, and I am a Sweetwater's donut fan.
I have yet to have Sweetwater.
They are the best donut in the state, so they do not understand over here what they're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but when we go to our lineman challenge in Plainwell, we stop at Sweetwater's on the way home.
Oh, you do? So introduce them to what they're missing.
Yes, that's correct.
Any of you guys a Cubs fan? You guys, okay. Nice. All right, so Sid, I should say, Justin, for you.
Yeah.
You saw the Anthony Rizzo slide.
Yeah.
Legal slide or illegal slide?
I would say, as a Cubs fan, I want to say illegal slide.
Okay. But, yeah. We should probably end the conversation right there, because
right.
I'm a Cubs fan, and I'll agree with you.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. It was a lot of fun talking some Mustang football with you. And now you guys still have, a couple of you guys have track yet to run, correct, with the state?
Oh. It's girls.
Yeah, our girls, too.
Okay.
Girls,
yeah. All right, the girls are off to with the state. All right, but next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next year on to state. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Good luck, and have a good summer.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Coach, always good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Appreciate
always
it.
A pleasure. We'll take a break. More coming up from River Valley High School, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports in the news. Well, if you spent Memorial Day in South Haven, you may have noticed the Dyckman Bridge was up and stayed up for a couple of hours. South Haven Director of Public Works, Bill Hunter, explains what happened.
When the bridge went up, it was a malfunction. We couldn't get it back down. So we actually called in Strain Electric, and it was some wires on the east side. So we had the wires replaced, and we had it back up and operating.
Well, the malfunction may have irritated drivers. Boaters enjoyed the length of time that it was open. Reportedly, 1,000 boats passed through the bridge Memorial Day weekend. Japanese knotweed has been a problem in St. Joseph and Benton Harbor for a couple of years, and now it's showed up in South Haven. The officials there in the Van Buren County City have identified 13 spots, and they're working to educate people about trying to not remove it. The city's going to be working with a contractor on it this fall. The plant can get roots 10 feet deep, and using normal weed-killing chemicals only causes it to get stronger. New signs have been put up in South Haven, helping people identify the plant, warning them to stay off of it and not cut it down, because that will cause it to spread faster. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey telling our newsroom this week that the young women who instigated a fight at Silver Beach County Park Monday had come up from the South Bend area.
I don't know why they're coming up here and causing problems. They're welcome as long as they come and enjoy the beach.
Now we've learned those girls were accused by the varsity wrestling coach at South Bend's Washington High School of bullying his daughters for at least a year. Tony McWilliams says he's resigned from his job as the coach because officials with the South Bend Community Schools Corporation have not taken any action against those students who he says jumped his daughters at Silver Beach. He expresses anger with the school district in a Facebook post this week, confirming the girls being attacked in a video posted to the social media site were his daughters. McWilliams says he's, quote, played along for a year, and says officials haven't done their part considering a zero-tolerance policy on bullying. Governor Snyder and legislative leaders pledging up to $50 million to upgrade the Sioux locks. The announcement coming at the Mackinac Policy Conference.
Let's put our money where our mouth is and say this needs to happen for the Michigan economy, for Michiganders, for our nation, and for the citizens of this country.
Snyder says the nation's entire economy depends on the daily operation of the Sioux locks, and without it, it'll be difficult to deliver the American iron ore that the domestic steel manufacturers depend on to run their mills. Additionally, the manufacturing industry wouldn't have access to the high-quality domestic steel it needs to make everything from auto parts to office furniture. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow said if those locks are ever shut down, the entire American economy will collapse within weeks. I'm Michael Arney, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports and WSJMSports.com.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Water Relief Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
Napa Know How!
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
This is Zach Goodline from Coloma High School basketball. You're listening to Morning Sports Beat on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Real quick check on scores on the quarters brought to you by Rogers Foodland. Shop now for pickup or delivery. Now get Rogers Weekly Flyer at RogersFoodland.com or a town crier wire. In baseball yesterday, it was the Tigers over the LA Angels 6-1. The White Sox lost to Cleveland 9-1. The Cubs fell to Pittsburgh 2-1. Midwest League, South Bend beat Great Lakes 5-3. Lansing a 3-2 winner over Lake County. West Michigan got rained out with Dayton. National Hockey League, the Stanley Cup Finals all evened up at a game apiece as Washington beat Vegas last night 3-2. And tonight it's game one of the NBA Finals. Cleveland is at Golden State. The road trip has us at River Valley High School this morning, and we turn our attention to talk River Valley track and maybe a look ahead to cross country as well. And Matt Dagg is the track and cross country coach. How you been?
I've been really good. Thank you for coming out here, and I want to congratulate you on your 30 years of broadcasting.
Oh, thanks.
So this year we had a great year of track. Yet again, we just won our third straight, so we're back-to-back-to-back BCS White State or conference champs. We'd love to be state champs, but conference champs. Yeah,
baby steps.
Yeah, exactly, baby steps. So both the men and women's team went back-to-back-to-back, which was really exciting. In fact, in the BCS championship meet, our men's team outscored the rest of the BCS White combined.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it was really nice to see. We have three of the 4x4 runners here, and that's the last event. And I didn't tell them, but after the mile, I already knew with seven events left that we had won. But I didn't tell them because, it's like, hey, let's have another personal record.
Yeah, right.
So, and we did outstanding. This was a first for me. I've coached 20 years. I've never had someone exceed 250 points. And both Jesse and Allison, who are going to state, scored over 300 points this year in track.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys.
So, I mean, yeah, we've had an outstanding year. These kids, I'll admit, when I came here 3 years ago, I wasn't sure what type of program we had. Everyone's just bought in. They're like, whatever event we can do to help the team coach, we'll do it. And they just will do any event, anytime, whatever it is. Sid and Joey will kind of laugh because, between them and Zach Sealer, one of them always has to do the open 400, and they always do like paper, rock, scissors to see who gets out of it. But the weird thing is they all dominate. And then in one of the meets this year, we had those three and Jared going head-to-head, and it was a great competition just watching them go after each other.
That's outstanding. So, you mentioned the back-to-back-to-back, the conference championships, and how well you did boys and girls and at the conference meet. On both sides, boys, girls, where were some of the strengths? Was it, the sprints, the middle distance, field events?
Actually, we were strong in just about all of them. Hmm. Jacob Loroff and Gio Flores led our throws, which did really good. Allison's a really good discus thrower. We had Rose Kiefer, who only threw for 2 years, but did an outstanding job at the shot. As far as, in the sprints, we have Sid and Joey and Zach taking care of the 1, 2, and 4 middle distance for the guys. Jared is the 800, 1600. Logan Payne does the 16 and 32. We do well. As far as the ladies, Allison's going in hurdles. She dominated the hurdles all year long. We have, and then the middle distance, you get to Jesse, who does the 400, 800, 16, and 32. Taylor Volstorf. She did an outstanding job in the long jump, 1, 2, 4, 8. So, my biggest thing that I've been proud of over the 3 years is the depth that we've developed here. We're not giving up any event. Alyssa Montgomery came in as a freshman this year. She did anything from the 400 through the 2 mile. So, and then Delana Morrow comes in and does any sprint that I ask her, including an 800 if need be.
Hmm. Wow.
So, we've just gotten a lot stronger, a lot deeper.
So you guys, thanks a lot for coming in and talking a little track, and we'll just start to my immediate right and work around. And Jared, what events have you run this year?
This year I've been running the mile. I've done a couple, like one 400. Okay. One open 400, and then the 4x400 that Mr. Dagg talked about a little bit.
Okay. 4x8.
4x8, the 800, long jump, high jump.
Wow. Maybe I should have asked, what didn't you do? That could have been a shorter list. Do you have a favorite event?
Probably the 400.
Is it? Okay. And you only ran it once?
Well, I only ran the open 400 a few times, but the 4x400, I ran a lot. So I got quite a bit of experience with a 400.
So if Coach came to you for a particular meet, and I'll ask each one of you guys this question too, and said, you tell me what you want to do. Give me your lineup of what events you want to be in today. What would your ideal lineup be as far as what events you would do?
Probably long jump, the 4x8, the 800, and the 4x4.
Okay. That's a grueling meet, too. I would say 100, maybe the long jump, and maybe the 200, and then I'm going to stop there.
Well, you know, it's part of the reason why he's captain of the cross-country team.
Right. Yeah, I did notice you run cross-country, and you didn't mention mile or 2 mile. Do you have enough distance in the fall?
It's kind of boring running around a track in circles.
Trust me, it is. I did that for 4 years at LMC, and you're right. 2 miles, 8 times around the track. After a while, it's like, seen this.
At least in cross country, you get a little bit of scenery.
You do. Yeah, great point. Jesse, for you, congratulations on the season. What events were you in this year?
So I run the 4x8 and the 4x4, and then for my two individual events, I'll either run the 400, the 1600, the 800, or the 3200. So.
Again. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should have asked, what don't you do, right?
Well, Jesse's great. She'll do any race for us. She did. She even has been in the 4x2 before. You know, it doesn't matter what. You know, her answer is always, you know, I'll ask her, you know, all right, out of these three events, which two, what'll score us the most points, Coach? Mm. That's always the answer. What helps the team the most? Whatever helps the team the most, that's what she does.
So if Coach came to you, all right, in a particular meet, what lineup do you want? What's your perfect lineup going to be?
Definitely the 4x8 and the 4x4, and then probably the 1600 and the 800.
Okay. Now, would there be an event if Coach came to you and said, I need you to do this, and you would think, oh, not really looking forward to that?
Hurdles, for sure.
I even asked Jared that question. Is there one that if Coach came to you and said, I need you to do this, is there one that you would say, probably not looking forward to that?
Probably either shot put or discus.
Not working for you there, huh? All right, Allison, for you, the events that you were in this year?
Usually I ran the 100 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, the 4x4, and I threw disc, but I also ran the 4x2 and the 400.
Okay, so we've got the hurdles taken care of. You don't have to worry about that. If Coach came to you and said your ideal lineup for a particular meet, what would you tell him?
The 4x4, the 100 hurdles, the 300 hurdles, and discus.
Okay. Is there an event that you hope he never asks you to...
The 3200.
Again, 8 times around a track. It gets boring.
I knew that answer before she even said that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The whole thing is, though, if I said that's what we need to win this meet, she would go and finish it. I know that, you know, there's no doubt. If I said I have to pull you from the 4x4, I need a finisher in the 3200, she would go and do it. I don't see myself doing that, but, you know.
You'd finish it and then go up to him and say, please don't ever ask me to do that again, right?
Yeah.
Sid, for you, what events were you in?
I was in the open one, the open two, 4x1, 4x2, open four, and the 4x4.
Okay. And now, perfect meet for you, ideal lineup?
Probably the open two, the 4x2, 4x1, and 4x4.
Okay. Now, an event you don't want, Coach?
Any distance.
Now, with the events that you've done, what qualifies as distance?
Anything 800 and above.
Okay, so no 800, no 16, no 32. Taking notes?
No.
You don't need to, right?
No. No, because all of these kids, you know, like I just said for Allison, if I said I needed this event, they would do it. I mean, you know, it's one of those that, and that's part of what makes this team unique and great, is that they, you know, every member of the team would do any event that I ask. you know, if it helps the team, they would go and do it.
No, if he asked you to do the 800, would you say it's going to cost you a donut or two?
Yeah.
Then maybe. Joey, for you, what events did you do this year?
I did a shot put, the 100, 200, 400, 4x2, 4x1, and 4x4.
And you remember it at all? Okay, ideal lineup for you on a track meet, what would it be?
100, 200, 400, 4x4.
Now, I didn't ask the rest of these guys. Well, first of all, is there an event that you don't want Coach to ask you to do?
The 400.
The 400. Is there one that you'd like to still give a try that maybe you haven't done yet?
The high jump, probably.
Okay. All right. Sid, is there one that you haven't done that maybe next year, just for the heck of it? I'll give it a try.
Probably long jump.
Long jump. All right. Allison, for you?
Pole vault.
Pole vault. I did not, for one that you know you want to try, because I thought maybe each one of you, the answer to the question, what don't you want to do, I thought pole vault would have been, that would have been it for me.
Well, we haven't had pole vault, but we had a set of mats donated to us that actually Joey and Sid and Jared are going to help me go get tonight. So next year they will actually have the option to pole vault.
Wow.
So that'll be the first time here at River Valley since the early 80s that they've had the option to pole vault.
Hmm. All right. So Allison's at the front of the line. She's going to
actually, she's second. You can ask that question for what event they want to do next to Jesse. Jesse will say pole vault. I already know that answer.
Yeah.
Really? It would be pole vault.
Yes, definitely.
So you're looking forward to the possibility of doing that next year.
Yes, for sure.
All right. And Jared, for you, is there an event that you'd like to give a try?
I would also say pole vault.
Really? Definitely over shot put or dead.
Yeah.
All right. Any other sports you guys participate in other than the track?
Cross country, wrestling. Next year I'm going to do football again. I did basketball for a little bit.
Wasn't the sport, huh?
No, I don't really like basketball that much.
All right. So you'll do football and cross country in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jesse, for you, any other sports?
Cross country and basketball.
Okay. And Allison?
Dance, basketball, powerlifting, volleyball.
Awesome. Sid?
I do powerlifting and basketball.
Okay. And Joey?
Football.
Okay. Good enough. Thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it. And good luck at State for you guys that are going, and good luck next year as well. All right. Good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We're coming up from River Valley High School. It's the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
As a first-time homebuyer, navigating the path to home ownership can be stressful and often overwhelming. Choosing the wrong realtor could mean losing the home of your dreams. Choose the right realtor. Ryan Art of Keller Williams Realty, with 18 years of experience to assist you in making the best decisions when it comes to the purchase or sale of your home. Ryan Art earned the honor of being named the 2016 Realtor of the Year for Southwest Michigan. Contact Ryan and see how he can help you find the home of your dreams today at ryanart.com.
Hi, Kevin Harlan here for Navien Tankless Water Heaters. When I checked out Navien, I found out they're one of the world's largest producers of tankless water heaters and boilers. And they're the innovation leader with dual stainless steel heat exchangers, Wi-Fi remote control, and the industry's strongest warranty. But what I like most is having endless hot water.
Come on, Kevin, you've been in there for 5 hours.
Hey, just a little bit longer.
For the name of your nearest Navien contractor, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
It's a glorious day in the state of Michigan. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Chevrolet. Hey, it's getting hot outside. Everybody's thinking about taking a trip. And so you're probably thinking, man, I sure do want a nice vehicle. And guess what? We sell Chevys, and they're great. Plus, we have over 250 pre-owned vehicles ready for the road. Hop in and go. They've already been serviced. They've already been taken care of. And you know you're buying it from Dominion Auto Group, so you're getting the best for less. Plus, we have financing for every one, and I'm talking good financing. And that's great, because not only do you get a good deal up front, but you get best finances down the road. So that means in a year or two, if you change situation wise and you need a new set of wheels, you don't owe as much. Looking out for you now and looking out for your future. Maybe that's why we're one of the fastest growing dealerships in the state of Michigan. Dominion Chevrolet, beautiful downtown Bridgman. DChevy.com or call us at 465-3325. Dominion Chevrolet.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Yeah. It's the WSJM Sports Road Trip, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports from River Valley High School. One of our sponsors of the road trip is the United Way of Southwest Michigan. United Way has so many causes they're involved in here in Southwest Michigan, making sure that life here for everybody is that much better, whether it be health-related needs, income-related needs, education, basic needs. For 75 years, the United Way has been a partner, and they have fought for the health, the education, financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan. You probably recognize some of the agencies that the United Way assists, like the drop-in center, or support services for cancer patients, Girls on the Run, the Bridge Academy, the Homeless Shelter, Holiday Assistance, Autism Learning Center, Project Learn, just to name a few. They've done this by Living United. You can learn more about what the United Way of Southwest Michigan is all about. You can actually find out how you can help volunteer through the United Way of Southwest Michigan. Go to uwsm.org. It's uwsm.org. Again, we are at River Valley High School this morning for our WSJM Sports road trip, and Melissa DeRosa is the volleyball coach, and good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And once volleyball season is done for you, when you're done back in the fall, how much time do you give yourself to not think volleyball until you start looking ahead to the following year? Or do you even give yourself time not to think volleyball?
Well, this is my first year as head volleyball coach, but as a college volleyball player, it was about 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. We were back doing workouts and things like that pretty quickly after the season was over. I'm anticipating maybe a little bit longer than that after this following season, but I pretty much start thinking about it, well, after I got this job in the spring, started thinking about it right away. So start planning summer things and getting things laid out for preseason and stuff pretty early in the spring. So
where did you play college volleyball?
Olivet Nazarene University.
Oh, yeah.
It's an hour south of Chicago.
Definitely.
And now I have a player from last year going there. She's
really?
Sitting over there. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you started thinking to yourself the possibility of being a volleyball coach?
It kind of just came with the being a teacher, being in a school, wanting to coach. I've always wanted to be involved with volleyball. When I graduated and was done playing volleyball, I wasn't quite ready to let it go.
Yeah.
Coaching just kind of came in with the job. There was the JV position was open when I got the job here last year, and so it was that the last 2 years. So.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
This morning we have Emma Springer, Maddie Bowman, and Allison Schmidt.
All right, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in, and talk a little bit about what you anticipate them meaning to the team, and what kind of roles they're going to play for you this upcoming volleyball season.
Well, Allison last year was our libero for most of the season, a lot of the stuff in the back row, and so she will definitely be stability there in our passing and our defense, and hopefully learning to completely run a defense. And then running the offense is Maddie. She's our setter. She'll be starting again for the third year in a row. And so she'll be running that offense. And then Emma has kind of been a utility person. We lost a pretty important outside and a middle, and so she'll be taking those positions. And she's definitely an attitude leader on the floor.
Okay. Emma, Coach mentioned a utility player. Of the positions that you've played, do you find one that is you feel most comfortable in, or maybe your strongest position?
I for sure prefer hitting outside. I hit middle and right side, and I set a couple times, which I absolutely hated. And I played some defense, and I serve received, which I didn't mind that at all. That was fun. But hitting is definitely my favorite.
All right. Do you remember, how long have you been playing volleyball? Remember when you first started?
Yeah, sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
What got you into the sport?
They needed girls, and I was like, why not? Let's just go for it.
Yeah, exactly. What the heck? Give it a try, right? And Madison, for you, do you remember when you first got into to volleyball? What got you wanting to play the sport?
I guess really just wanting to try something new. Like, that's what helped me try out for volleyball, and I'm glad I did because, like, now I love it, so.
You do?
Yeah.
Now when did you first take it up? Was it rather recently?
No, I started in seventh grade, so.
Okay. All right. And Allison, for you, what kind of got you into the sport, and how long have you been playing it?
I've been playing it since sixth grade, but, like, my mom played it, and she, like, loved it, so I wanted to try it, and I love it, so.
All right. Any parts of the court you feel most comfortable being? As long as you've been playing volleyball, is there one spot that you feel most comfortable at?
It's five, which is back left corner.
Okay. So. All right. And Madison, for you, I didn't get a chance to ask you, is there a part on the court you feel kind of most comfortable with?
Yeah, probably in two, so which is like the front right corner.
Okay.
So.
Now, do you guys play much beach volleyball?
Not really.
Okay. What's that?
I don't usually go to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to.
We got to get a team together.
Yeah.
Get a beach volleyball team. Because I've asked the question before. I just wonder how hard it is to. Now, Coach, did you play beach volleyball before?
Being 5'6", I really have to be able to jump to really enjoy volleyball. And jumping in the sand isn't quite as fun as jumping in the gym. So I did play some pickup things like that with beach volleyball, but I would much rather play in the gym than on the beach.
Yeah, probably for you guys as well.
Yeah.
More hardcore. Now, when the Olympics come around, do you watch volleyball?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So do you try to pick up things as you watch them play? Just pick up tendencies and some of the things they do on the court.
I watch their movement, like the back row. I like want to see how they like transition and stuff, and see if that could help me by like picking up some tips. But
okay,
that's about it.
Yeah, I think mostly transitions and
Okay.
I like seeing how fluid their motion is. Mm-hmm. Like they're so smooth.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's fun to watch. Now, other sports outside of volleyball that you've played here at River Valley, what are some of the other sports? Emma, for you?
I play softball, basketball, and I run cross.
Okay. And do you have a favorite?
Softball.
Yes. And you're still going, too.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys play tomorrow or Saturday?
Saturday.
All right. Madison, for you?
I play softball, and I also do powerlifting, so.
All right. Allison?
Powerlifting, basketball, and track.
Okay. Now, is there a sport you haven't played that you still might like to give a try to? You know, that looks kind of fun. I haven't given it a try. Maybe one of these days I'll do it. Emma, is there one for you?
Lacrosse, for sure. We don't have it here, but I want to play so bad.
It's funny you bring that up, because when I get a chance to talk with area athletic directors, I always ask them, what are the chances of bringing lacrosse? Because I think the closest in Michigan, it's probably Mattawan or the Kalamazoo or Portage schools. Mm-hmm. It does look like it'd be fun. So that'd be one that you want. Yeah. All right, so Madison, for you?
I don't know on that one. Maybe curling.
Curling. All right. when I watch that, I get glued to it. Believe it or not, when it's in the Olympics, I'll actually sit there and probably after an hour think to myself, oh my God, I just spent an hour watching curling. But I want to give it a try sometime. I really do. Allison, for you?
Probably ice hockey. I don't
okay.
know.
All right.
I like watching people beat each other up.
By the way, I saw Emma with her little sweeping motion for a curly. You got that down. You might be pretty good at that.
I don't know.
Here I should be too.
Is there a sport you cannot see yourself doing? If there's one you've watched and you thought, nope, I just don't have the desire, I don't have the talent, I think, to play that. Is there one that kind of stands out for you guys? Curling for you.
I'm kidding, soccer.
Soccer. Yeah. Soccer would not be it for you. Madison?
Soccer as well.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I'd say softball, even though I played it, I just can't play it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, bro. She was so good, don't let her fool you.
She was?
Yeah.
You haven't convinced her to come back out, huh?
I tried.
Yeah. Now, next year you guys are going to be what year in school?
I'll be a junior.
Okay.
I'll be a senior.
Senior?
Junior.
So you still got some time to talk her into...
No, I've been working on it for my entire life.
What do you see some of the strengths being for next year's volleyball team?
I think... Probably on the defensive end will probably be more of our strengths, because the two of the seniors that we lost were main hitters for us. And so I think our strength will definitely be in defense. We don't let much hit the floor. And then our setting as well. She's coming to start for the third year in a row next year. Mm. So having her being able to run the offense, I think those two things will definitely be the strength. And the area of focus this summer will be hitting, for sure.
Okay. And with you taking the program over, it's got to be a nice situation in that you knew the girls and you knew the program, as opposed to coming in from somewhere else and not having any clue about the program, that probably had to make it a lot nicer for you.
Yeah, that's very true, because I know the girls now who were on JV the last 2 years who can be coming up. I know their strengths, their weaknesses, and I also teach middle school here, and so I know the middle schoolers who play volleyball and can encourage their involvement to continue to grow the program. And so, knowing the girls beforehand is really nice, because I knew kind of who go-to people are and mm-hmm. things like that, and even like the parent support and things, like knowing the parents already and not having to reintroduce myself to those things. But
I guess finally for Allison, is Emma going to win out and talk you into maybe playing softball again?
I don't know. Doing two sports at the same time would be like really tiring. And like with track, I qualified for state, so I'm going to try and do that next year too. So I'd like to focus more on track.
I'm going to lose.
You're going to lose?
Yeah. I'm not confident.
Never give up.
I'm just working on it. Trying.
All right. You guys, thanks a lot for getting up early and coming in. It's a great to talk with you, and good luck next season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from River Valley. And Coach, thank you. Good to see you.
You're welcome.
Good luck
next
season.
Nice seeing you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things off talking River Valley softball next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, Southwest Michigan. I'm Dan Peet from Kinexus.
And I'm Zach East from Midwest Family Broadcasting.
United Way is celebrating 75 years of service to Southwest Michigan. And thanks to the incredible organizations and individuals in our communities, we've had another record-setting year.
We're proud to announce that with your help, United Way raised $4,261,541 in 2017.
Congratulations to all of you for supporting your community. Thanks to your donations, United Way and our funded partners can provide a greater impact.
These organizations can grow stronger and meet more needs of those in Berrien and Cass County who simply want to improve their lives. That's pretty powerful.
But there's plenty of work to be done. United Way will keep fighting for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in Southwest Michigan.
And we can continue that fight in 2018 with your help. Thanks for joining the fight, and thanks for living united.
Here's to the next 75 years.
It's almost time to spring into summer, and the Home Depot has savings on select patio sets and accessories at a very relaxing price, up to 15% off. Savings on durable, weather-resistant frames and cushions, all in the latest colors and fabrics that will stand the test of time, kids, and pool parties. So relax, you got this. Come in now for up to 15% off select outdoor patio sets and accessories, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, in-store only.
Saddle up on Steel Vengeance, Cedar Point's wildest ride ever. Got what it takes to stare down its unforgiving 90-degree drop, to rip through over a mile of wooden steel at lightning speed, to hold on tight on the most gravity-defying coaster on Earth. Or will you cut and run? It's the tallest, fastest, wildest ride ever built, and it's only at Cedar Point.
Save on tickets at cedarpoint.com. Add a second day for as low as $20, and come back for seconds any day you like.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at River Valley High School this morning. We wrap things up talking Mustang softball, and still a lot of softball will be played. At least that is our hope. And Dan Shazer is the softball coach here at River Valley. Year number what now for you coaching softball?
Year number four.
Four. All right.
Yep.
And building a dynasty.
We had a lot of help with our Sunshine program, but that's, I really won't call it a dynasty until we get past the regional.
Okay, all right, so we can't get there yet.
No.
Big win the other night against Bridgman.
Very big win. They're a new addition to our district this year, and we knew they'd be a tough team with a pretty phenomenal freshman pitcher, and, it was a great game. Big win for us, though. Anytime you can beat Bridgman's big.
The success you've had over the last couple of years, what were the expectations coming into this year with the young ladies you had on this year's squad? What were some of the realistic expectations you had for this team?
Last year was a phenomenal regular season. We hit 31 wins, and we brought everyone back but two starters. We only had three seniors. I think our expectation was continue on with that, focusing. Mm-hmm. Focusing to improve the areas we needed to, and we beefed up the schedule a little bit more, played some bigger schools, and I think that we hit right on where we expected to be this year, competing for a district and a conference, and moving on past that is our hopes.
Yeah. Who'd you bring with you here this morning?
I brought our four amazing seniors, Hannah Corbel, Nicole Gibson, Catherine Kersey, and Emma Whitlow.
So you brought the seniors in that normally today would probably be sleeping in.
Yep.
And you were good enough to you were good enough to come in and talk a little softball. Thanks a lot for getting up. We really appreciate you guys. I asked Coach this question. I'll ask you as the senior leaders. We'll start with Hannah, and just because you're to my immediate right, what were expectations you had for this team? What were some of the realistic expectations that you thought you guys could really accomplish this year?
Kind of what Coach said, we only lost three seniors, so like the bond was still there. We weren't really like bringing in any other new players to like form a new bond, but yeah, it was about like continuing on and trying to finish what we didn't finish last year. So
okay, Nicole, for you, any particular goals you guys really set for yourselves?
I think like one goal that like we set for ourselves was to do better than what we did last year, but to do as good as we did last year, mm-hmm. and hopefully we get to that point this year.
Catherine, as long as you've been playing softball here at River Valley, what were some of the expectations, the goals you set for yourself and the team coming in?
Ever since, like, so for the past 3 years, we've gotten to the regionals, and we've lost to Kalamazoo Christian, so that's always been a goal, and that's been always been the hump to get over, is to beat Kalamazoo Christian so we can advance in regionals. So
that's like the you take one game at a time.
Yeah,
that's
you take one. Like you gotta go conference, districts, and then you keep moving up. But that's always like the top goal for us.
Yeah, definitely. And Emma, for you,
I'm with Catherine. Beating K Christian's been a huge goal of mine for the past 4 years. So,
what do you think it's gonna take if you guys were to face them? What's it gonna take to beat Kalamazoo Christian?
Confidence.
Small ball.
Small.
Playing like we did against Bridgman.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You put that together. I like that. Confidence, small ball, mm-hmm. what you did against the Bridgman. Those are good answers as a coach to hear, right?
Yeah, amazing answers. You know, they definitely are open to doing things they've never done before when the time comes. You know, I think that's one amazing thing about the team this year. They're open to trying things they've never tried before.
One thing that's been fun following your ball club, as you keep sending us the recaps of the games, is how many young ladies you have stepping up, whether it be quality at bats or in the circle or RBIs or whatever they're doing to contribute to this successful season. And it's not just been one or two or maybe three names. The amount of names that I've seen when you've sent the information in, it's a well-balanced team.
Yeah, it's from bottom to top. You know, we've consistently carried 10 girls on varsity this year, and you know, if somebody's in a slump, there's usually seven others picking them up. You know, mm-hmm. it's been very well balanced, and it, you know, hasn't been that consistent one or two individuals. You know, we have three amazing pitchers that we can throw, you know, somebody's off, we have someone else to put in there. You know, it's a extremely versatile team this year, which is something that's been amazing as well.
Hannah, position or positions that you've played in softball this year?
I've been an outfielder for the past 4 years. That's my spot, left field, yeah.
Okay, is there a position that you haven't played that you thought, oh, wow, it'd be kind of cool to play this position?
Oh, I want to pitch, I think. Yeah, pitching would be so fun, yeah.
And you're probably at the point of the season now, you probably don't want to experiment with that, right?
I told her if we're up by 25 runs and there's one out left in the game, we would consider it. But no, she's been bugging me for the last 4 years.
I don't see that happening.
Maybe just the next vision game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a position you wouldn't want Coach to ask you to play?
Probably middle infield. I'm not good at fielding ground balls.
Okay.
Fast and scary. It's okay.
Get you out there with the line drives or the lazy fly ball when you're good.
Yeah, that's good.
Nicole, for you, position or positions that you've played this year?
I've always played third base like the last 4 years, so that's like the only spot that I've played. Third base.
And, you know, they refer to it as the hot corner. How long did it take for you to really feel comfortable playing third base? Or did it just come naturally to you?
I've played it ever since Sunshine, so it's always been like my home spot.
All right.
So always comfortable there.
Is there a position that you'd have fun playing other than third base?
I'd like to play short. I feel like short would be really fun.
Okay.
Shortstop would be another good spot. I feel like they get more hits than I do, so
okay.
I'd rather play there.
All right. Position you would not want to play?
Ooh. Catcher.
Catcher.
I would not want to be catcher.
Whatever.
Nope.
Catherine, for you, where have
well,
you played?
I catch. I play everywhere, honestly. I catch. I was in right field one game, and then the next game I was playing second. So I usually stay on the right side of the field, but he has me catch, play second, and right. So.
Have you tried to convince him that they have you pitch, or have you done that too?
No, I don't. I can't pitch.
She used to.
Everyone used to in Sunshine, but I can't. I'm absolutely terrible. So I like being behind the plate, not in front of it.
If you had your choice between Catherine and Hannah, and you had to go to one of them in the circle, who would it be?
Hannah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't even hesitate.
Do you get to call the pitches, or do they still come from
Our support? Assistant coach, Mike Springer, calls them. So.
Okay. Do you ever shake them off at all?
The pitcher does, but okay. I don't.
Yeah. Leave that
sometimes,
to the pitcher.
Sometimes it'll be like a game we're really ahead, and he'll let the catcher call, but it's not all the time. So.
It's always fun to ask a catcher when you've been behind the plate. Every once in a while, do you see a pitch come in and you think to yourself, what in the world was that?
Yeah. I'll look at the pitcher. I'll be like, that was not a curveball. What are you doing? Like, I do it, yeah.
Emma, for you, where have you played?
I'm a pitcher, and I'm one of the ones that she's probably done that to. So, yeah. I also play first. I play second. Wherever he tells me to go, I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has there been a position you haven't played yet that you would go up to coach you? Hey, give me a shot at this.
Probably third base.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
That's a no-go. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. When you're in the circle, do you have a go-to pitch?
Screwball. Any day.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Any day.
Yeah.
Any day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does it do weird stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd rather catch it, not hit against it?
Yes, I can't. I can't hit her screwball. I can't. I can't hit inside, but I can't hit her screwball at all. So.
Well, as graduating seniors, any other sports or activities you've been involved with here at River Valley?
I've done volleyball here for the past 4 years, and that's always been fun. I did cross this fall, and that was really hard, but it was a good experience.
Nice.
But, yeah.
What's up next for you after graduation?
I'm going to Western Michigan University next year, so I'm excited for that. Yeah.
I'm noticing a theme here, too, because two of our coaches went to Western, and they keep talking about Sweetwater Donuts.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's probably like 90% of the reason why I'm going there. Like, honestly.
I convinced her I'm also a Western alum.
You are, so now we've got three of us at least.
Very intelligent individuals. Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Nicole, what's up next? Well, first of all, other sports.
Well, I played varsity basketball my freshman year, and then I never played it again. But I played softball all 4 years. But I've done more of, like, activities rather than sports. So, like, BPA, Spanish club, astronomy club, chess club. Can't think of anything else.
That's awesome.
Band.
Okay.
And then after high school, I'm going to Central Michigan University.
Do they have Sweetwater there or no?
Oh, yeah. You're
I don't think so.
Sweetwater's smarter than that.
She's not going to be a Bronco. That's going to be hard for you to take.
I'm still losing sleep over it.
Catherine, for you, other sports or activities?
I've played varsity basketball, softball, obviously, volleyball, and then I've played band. And I did 1 year track and 1 year cross country, so...
1 year is enough for those two?
Yeah. My freshman year, I dueled sport, and it was just not my thing. And then my sophomore year, I did cross country because I didn't play volleyball that year. So.
Okay. One and done with the cross country
team. Yes, that was not, no. It's hard. I don't know how Jesse does it.
What's next for you after graduation?
I'm actually attending Olivet Nazarene University.
Awesome.
DeRosa said she went, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Emma, for you, other sports and activities?
I played varsity basketball for the past 4 years, and I played volleyball for 2 years, and I'm going to LMC next year.
Great.
To play softball.
For Coach Jewel.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Well, good luck in the upcoming districts. Now, it's Saturday, and it's at New Buffalo, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Who do you have and what time?
New Buffalo at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know who we had played until we won. One game at a time this year.
Mm-hmm. Great approach. Good to see you. Congratulations on the year.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll see you on Saturday,
hopefully.
All right, ladies, congratulations. Thanks for coming in. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up from River Valley, the road trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zick's?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zick's Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit zicksmeats.com or visit the showroom.
Take a trip with us on an adventure to see two of the many wonders of the Windy City, the wondrous underwater world at Shedd Aquarium, and discover the beauty and thrills of Lake Michigan at Navy Pier, Chicago's leading attraction. During our Chicago bus tour on Sunday, June 10th, you'll discover the creatures that live in the rivers and reefs, experience what life is like in the icy South Pole for the penguins, or watch in awe as you see the dolphins do the unimaginable at the aquatic show. During your visit to Shedd Aquarium, you'll learn about the underwater life you never knew existed. And we'll make a second stop at Navy Pier, where you can ride the iconic Ferris wheel and other theme park style rides, shop at various stores, and eat at your choice of Chicago style restaurants. Tickets are limited, so purchase yours now at RadioSuperSaver.com. That's RadioSuperSaver.com. Or stop by the studios off Napier Avenue. Don't miss out on your chance to explore Chicago with us. Get lost in the Windy City and take in the wonders on Sunday, June 10th.
That's going to wrap things up for our road trip here at River Valley High School. That's going to do it for the season for the road trip as well. We want to thank our sponsors for making it all possible for us to tour around Southwest Michigan, talking Southwest Michigan High School and Lake Michigan College Athletics, those being Realtor Ryan Art, Waterville Public Schools, United Way of Southwest Michigan, and Zick's Specialty Meats, and those that have helped us along the way, Louis Grzecki. He's been the guy who's been with us every single Thursday morning, helping making it all happen on location. Scott Bradfield making it all happened back under studios along with Mike Arney. Thanks to all of those guys for making it possible. We'll take a couple of months off for the road trip and hit the road again next fall here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.